Menendez could not be brought round. He was like the other four, the four who had already fallen today. His pulse still beat, albeit slowly. His lungs still drew shallow breath. But his eyes... his eyes stared, glassy, straight up. His body was still functioning, sustained by the superior gene seed of the Primarch Rogal Dawn. But it was only a shell now. Menendez was gone. His soul had been devoured. Cordoba lowered his head as Esteban crouched by their fallen battle brother, mouthing a prayer for him to the all-seeing Emperor and closing those staring eyes. They stood then, the two of them, the survivors, and they raised their fists in silent salute to each other. The gauntlets on their left hands were red, so that in this gesture they each mimicked the symbol of their proud chapter. They were bloodied, but unbowed.
Their gene seed can still be harvested.
If only the brother apothecary had not fallen.
He'd been the demon's first victim. They'd found him in his bunk that morning.
We must protect them, their bodies, until help can reach us.
Cordoba reached out, scraping a gobbet of black blood from the wall.
We have a trail to follow this time.
Esteban placed a hand on his shoulder, holding him back.
Not yet.
We should press our advantage, Sergeant. The demon will be...
The demon is stronger than we are, Brother Cordoba. It is no weakness to admit this.
Esteban had ever been the cautious one. That was how he'd earned his rank, though Cordoba might have been considered the more natural leader, because such caution was a quality valued above all by the Crimson Fists.
You wounded the demon. We may be only two now, but we know we can hurt it. It can be destroyed.
We've already lost five brothers in the trying.
It cannot be allowed to leave the monastery. If it learns of the world outside, if it preys upon the cave people...
Esteban snapped.
I am aware of the dangers, Cordoba. I've given 3 years of my life to this world, as have you. I believe its offspring are the future of our chapter. That the blood of our Primarch will one day fuel their hearts.
Then we cannot leave them to the slaughter.
And I have no intention of so doing. But before we face our enemy again, we must seek some advantage we can use against it.
What advantage can we have? We really...
You said there are two of us. Two survivors of this benighted squad of ours. By my count, there are three.
You can't mean...
Cordoba felt his top lip curling into a sneer.
There is no one else.
Suarez, the stinking mutant, the traitor.
He has been trained to fight the creatures of the warp.
It is because of him we face this peril. It's because of Suarez that our brothers have fallen. It was Suarez who brought this demon to our door.
You may be right. But I fear only he can save us now.